I stared blankly at the spot where Ethan and Blake had been standing a few seconds earlier. I felt empty, as if all the air had been sucked out of my lungs. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't think. Blake was gone. Ethan had turned on us and taken him into Kerberos, the prison world the Titans had been forced into 3,000 years ago after rebelling against the Olympians. Kerberos was supposedly so terrifying that just being there could drive someone insane in weeks or days. The portal to Kerberos had been sealed for thousands of years, until the Olympian comet appeared in the sky a few months ago. Now the portal was weakening, and less powerful monsters were slipping through, including the soul of the most dangerous monster himself, Typhon. It was supposed to be nearly impossible for Typhon to rise again, because after the second rebellion, Zeus split Typhon's soul from his body, locking his soul in Kerberos and trapping his body under Mount Etna in Sicily, Italy. But now that Typhon's soul had escaped from Kerberos, it wouldn't take long for him to reach his body. And on the spring equinox, about 6 days from now, his mind and body would join and become one. If that happened, he would surely rampage the earth, destroying all creatures in his path. Then, on the summer solstice, the portal to Kerberos would open, and all of the monsters locked within there, including the Titans, would escape and be free to rule again. Whether or not we stopped Typhon was a pivotal moment that would determine future events. We'd been told this by Nyx, the primordial deity of night itself who could travel between worlds and see all possible futures. If we stopped Typhon, we would have a chance to seal the portal to Kerberos, locking the Titans and all the other monsters inside. If we failed to stop him, we would be unable to close the portal, and war with the Titans would be inevitable. The world might never recover from the devastation that war would bring. The only way we could stop Typhon was by bringing the head of Medusa with us to Mount Etna, waiting for the moment he rejoined with his body, and forcing him to look into Medusa's eyes so he would turn to stone. Getting Medusa's head was difficult, and we'd lost one of our own, Kate, in the fight. She'd been turned to stone by Medusa. But we did get the head. Once we used it to destroy Typhon, we would close the portal. Then we would research to discover if there was a way to reverse Medusa's curse. Kate was one of us, and we wouldn't give up on her until we'd explored every possible way to save her. But now Ethan had turned on us, taking Medusa's head and Blake with him to Kerberos. He'd made some kind of deal with Helios that if he stole the head and brought it to the Titans in Kerberos, Helios would bring Ethan's twin sister Rachel back from the dead and would protect him and his family when the Titans rose again. Now, I stood there, staring at the muddy portal to Kerberos, waiting for Blake to emerge. He would be holding Medusa's head and smiling. He would tell us how he'd burned Ethan to a crisp. And then he would ask when the next flight to Italy was so we could go to Mount Etna and turn Typhon to stone. I reached for the knife in my boot and waited for what felt like an eternity, ready to fight in case Ethan came out as well. But the spot in front of the portal remained empty. Blake wasn't coming out, which gave me only one option. I had to go in there and get him myself.